This, the next agenda item under this section was exactly to do what you talked about. So if people would like, shall we flip the issues and then come back to this?
This is Lydia. No, I'd like to continue, and I'm sorry that I was late, but there was one other issue I raised at the PMB meeting, which was the training for STV.
Okay. Then Sarv, and then go ahead.
Well, thank you, Greg, for expressing your sentiments. This is the first time I heard about this was at our PNB meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're talking about intellectual property rights and the legal ramifications of it. And first of all, I like to concentrate on how we develop the intellectual property within our own house, if we have intellectual property here. And before I get worried about how I'm going to distribute that property. Also, I think this whole thing should be vetted to our committees, various committees we have. We have a technology committee, we have a programming committee, and there should be a thorough inquiry into the significance of that before it gets over to the PNB. We have just too many issues on our plate at PNB. And I think when we meet in person, and we spend tremendous amount of resources and to come face to face, then we have other things that we need to take care of, and not just a phone call from somebody somewhere and we just listen to them. And so I think that it needs a little more work to convince me and others that the time would be well spent there. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Put me on the stack, Dave.
Yeah, and in order to do this, why don't we say that people can recommend sessions that they would find valuable, and then we can vote them serially rather than just take. I mean, we can do it as a consent calendar or some such. Lydia?
Lonnie on the stack.
Yeah, Lonnie, I got you next.
Okay, if he were coming in person,
mm-hmm.
I would support it 100%. I think it's critical. I don't think we can even consider issues like the large programming proposal that Rob and others have contributed to. And I think these problems keep coming up every show, every station. This issue comes up, and it's a really serious issue. So I don't think we can just put it off to a committee and keep going if he were available. But I don't think it's valuable if it's going to be a phone conversation, even conferenced in. I would like us to seriously consider that the next meeting, hopefully, if he's in New York or wherever we're going to be next, is that he could do something then, and we could work toward that. And then in turn, if you wanted me to propose the other things, is I had mentioned at the PMB meeting that our elections committee is prepared to have an STV training, which doesn't have to be on Friday. This can be on Sunday, as people leave for the plane, but given this, what happened in D.C. and it happens in all the signal areas, if we do not all know how to count an STV election ourselves, it's these problems are going to continue. So that's my only other, alternative.
Lonnie?
Well, I think I agree with Greg in the sense that the structure of the meeting determines what priorities the board would identify for its own work. And I think that the board needs to do that work. So what I'm suggesting is we move on to the structure of the meeting with the eye toward the outcome we would be looking for is how shall the board in conducting its meetings prioritize which items need to be first. Now, this may be one among many. And I think that the board needs to be able to do that work. So I'm suggesting we move on to the discussion around structure and drop this for the time being.
Okay. I would like to oppose that. I do want to respond to Lydia's comment, but if the rest of the committee would like to flip it and do the other section first, I'm happy to do that. I'm willing to do that.
I agree with Lydia.
Okay, then let's keep going on this if there's no objection. The reason, Lydia, that I think it's important we do it now is he's based in California. His time is immensely valuable and scarce. And so We have no guarantee that he would be able to make a meeting in New York in June. And so I think that the value of starting the discussion now, again, the idea is he would be meeting with the programming, possibly also the technology committee, ahead of time. But I really think we do need, if we're going to deal with this year, we need to get these ideas on the table as soon as possible. And I just don't see that waiting 3 months to start is a good idea. One of my experiences, when I first came to Pacifica, I used to take care of all the computers in our labs. And I came and offered to help with the newsroom. Like, oh, no, we don't need any help. And this was at a time when they didn't even have a computer capable of doing Windows. There are people with a lot of skills out there, and we should be, if they're willing to help us, we should be making it happen as soon as possible. So I think that this, I mean, I think so highly of this person and also his potential to connect us to people who could raise amounts of money which are orders of magnitude greater than we think about now. I think that just to start that relationship as soon as possible, and to, while it's important to have him at the committee level, also to say, look, the board is really interested in this, and meeting his willingness to spend his time, which is so precious, with us on this, I think it's an important signal to send. So I would really like to urge the committee to vote in favor of the hour and a half that he has available that weekend at that time.
And out.
So if there's no further discussion on that, maybe we should go to a vote.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It
doesn't need a second in committee.
Pardon? I didn't hear the last thing that was said.
In a committee, you don't. The motions don't require seconds.
Oh, so well, what was the motion?
To have Dr. Lessig present.
Okay, okay. Oh, all right. So we're voting on this. Okay.
Right.
And his name is?
Lawrence Lessig.
And can you read the motion?
The motion is to have Dr. Lawrence Lessig provide a presentation of the board from 12:30 to 2 on Friday on intellectual property rights, licensing, et cetera.
I'd like to amend that he will provide a written document for the entire board prior to that date.
Okay.
Point of clarification.
Distributed.
Yeah.
The previous motion said that diversity training was also to be conducted on Friday, and I heard discussion that it was, you know, perhaps going to be all day. So are we saying that the diversity discussion will be divided in two parts with this in the middle?
That's what the motion would do.
The motion that we passed basically makes you responsible for designing it. So whether it lasts all day or half a day or whatever is sort of up to what you decide. So whether it's interrupted or whether it's completed by that time, or whether it hasn't started at that time, is something that we'd be waiting to hear your proposal on. But this is a time certain because his availability is, he's giving a presentation at a conference in New York. This is when he's available. So if we're going to do it, it has to be at this time.
Thank you.
On information.
Yes, sir.
I think it's, so this thing is going to divide if there's a training going on.
Is this debate or is this a point of information?
No, I just ask him for information. This one would divide that time into two, in between. So it's up to a director then to somehow fit this an hour and a half in.
This is for
time
the
certain.
Is for 30 time
to 1,
certain.
12:30 to 2. It's
correct.
Time certain. And everything is centered around that. Is that correct?
Everything else would have to be adjusted given that that's
okay,
the time
thank
when
you.
This would be available.
Mr.
Thank
Chair?
Yes.
Has someone called the question, or can we continue discussion on this?
No, the question.
It can continue. Actually, we're,
well, we're 5 minutes
almost
we're
at time.
We're at 5 minutes.
Let me say something. I'm afraid we're setting ourselves up for failure here, in several ways. Number one, we're now dividing up our diversity training, and number two, I don't want our foundation to be so slow in our technological advancement, but also I don't want to look like a fool and have this man give a presentation and have us not be prepared, or, you know, have it seen piecemeal. So, you know, maybe we ought to just give it a little bit more time and maybe ask Lonnie his opinion, ask Greg his opinion.
Sure.
Again. And so we slow down just a little bit on this.
Okay.
I have a point of information.
Go ahead.
Is there any reason that Dr. Lessig could not be available in any of our telephone teleconference meetings, since he's by phone?
He can be involved in teleconferences, yes.
So it would seem there's no advantage in having him be making his phone presentation while we're there in person. Maybe there is, but I'm not. It doesn't seem.
No, I agree.
Well,
Dave, it would make sense if he's going to give us a document in writing where we can all study it and then set him up for a teleconference.
Yeah, well,
that makes more sense.
That's the way folks want to vote, be my guest.
Okay,
can we call the roll because we're at time?
Okay, so, yeah, we have to vote now. So, okay, excuse me, it's getting dark in here and I can't quit talking to go turn on the light. Well, okay, so David?
Yes.
Ambrose?
No.
Sarv? Oh, Sarv's not there. Teresa?
No.
Let me put a note for Sarv here. Come back to him. Lonnie?
No.
Greg is not voting. Okay.
I mean, he's not voting.
I'm not voting. I consider myself ex officio.
He said that he was. He just said that he would not be voting for this. He was so, Lydia.
Reluctantly, no. But I favor the what Ambrose said is let's get a document and let's set up a conference.
Lydia, we're in a vote. We're in a vote.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have Ambrose thing as a substitute motion. We can do that quick.
We'll keep on going, Mary.
Okay, Deb?
No.
Who didn't I call here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I didn't.
Ray.
This is Ray?
Ray.
I'm sorry. I know this is a weird night. I've been there was an emergency at my job. If I had to leave, so now I'm on myself.
Okay, so.
I didn't hear the argumentation, so I will abstain.
You will abstain. Okay.
Yeah.
Ray. Okay. Oh, me. I think I have to vote against it also, actually, because of the diversity thing and the way it...
You don't have to explain.
Yeah, so now, is there anyone else who I haven't called? Let's see. Oh, Sarv, let's see, you didn't get a chance to vote. You're there now.
I did. I said no.
Oh, you said no. Okay, I didn't hear that. Okay, anyone else? Okay, then there's one yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no.
Okay.
Mr.
Right.
Chair?
I'm sorry. Is it too
Mr.
late
Chair?
For us to put Ambrose's motion in?
Mr. Chair, I move that we give 10 more minutes to this discussion of this and that the first thing we start with is the opinion of Greg Gumma and Lonnie Hicks.
Motion to extend time on the question of what do you want to...
Of meeting with this...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would like to
have more time because I'd like to put Ambrose's motion in.
Ambrose, yeah, me too.
Okay. Is there any objection to adding 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none, go ahead. Who would like to speak?
Yeah, if I could start just quickly. I think this is a crucial area for Pacifica right now. That whole issue of, as I said at board meetings, who owns content of our shows? What are the intellectual property rights that are established now? A lot of change in that area has occurred in the last 3 or 4 years. I really believe that this is a crucial area, so it is not its importance that I have any quibble with. I think that, as I stated before, it will precede even the programming that we can and cannot do unless we settle issues around this and other issues around the content that Pacifica owns. Second point that I would make is that the proposal that we have might be coming from only one point of view, that is to say how we license out. The assumption that we will be licensing out is an assumption that I think we will get and not automatically accept. So my thought about it would be that we need options not one or one point of view at a time. We need to be able to have before the board two or three options about what we need to do with the content that is ours at Pacifica, and couple that with what we do with programming, what we do with the archives, what we do with the affiliates. So I think it's so crucial and important. We need to work at establishing the baseline, which is to say, what are we doing now? And then what are our options for the future in terms of Pacifica's content, which is our product, which is what we do, exist to do, put programming on the air. So, you know, my view of it is crucial, but an hour and a half is not nearly enough. We need more than one point of view, and we need to look at the basic assumption that we would be licensing. Maybe we would, maybe we wouldn't. Depending on what we hope model for the Pacifica network that we want to go forward. Anyway, that's my 2.5 cents.
Just to clarify, when we talk about licensing, basically what we're talking about is exactly the question you're talking about. In other words, it's not necessarily that we're licensing it or not. It's right now we're unclear on, I've heard it asserted that Pacifica has exclusive distribution rights of programming produced by volunteers. My own understanding is that we can't do that. So I don't know and have not seen any written policy anywhere that describes what our, what you call it intellectual property if you want, licensing if you want, but I've not seen any written policy anywhere that defines our policies on those things.
Well, I agree, but we need to get to that crucial point.
I agree. Who is next on the stand?
I think they asked me to comment. I don't think there's a shortcut to a visionary solution, and I don't. Although I support what Dave is trying to accomplish, I think that the mechanism that was proposed isn't going to help actually accomplish that. And I do believe that we discussed, as Ambrose and I discussed with John Kriegler today, that if you talked to almost any producer in Pacifica, they would disagree with the idea that we own the content. And if we attempted to now to have them sign any form of release, it would lead to quite a dispute within the network, nor do we have consistent signing of releases by people who go in for interviews, as I've been able to document very clearly as I'm going to the stations. And so I think those are very practical matters that affect us every day right now, and regardless of what vision we have of the future, if we don't solve those problems first, I think we're going to have serious problems, however inspiring or informative a discussion would be. And the final point I would make is that this group has to begin to set more clear priorities. Having just made a decision that you wanted to focus your attention on the diversity question during your Friday session, I think it would be very foolish to attempt to divide your attention to another topic. You, at some point, you have to decide to do something, do it well, and not do something else. These are difficult choices to make.
Mary Byrne, on the back.
Mary.
I would like to, unless Ambrose, you're going to make your motion. I like your idea. I would like to move, and you could call it Ambrose's motion, that we get the paperwork first, that we get, you know, that you spoke of, and that we schedule a teleconference meeting to discuss this with Dr. Lessig.
That's my motion.
Okay. It's his motion. You want to make it yourself?
No, I've already made it.
Okay.
I'd like to add some information. With respect to what Greg said, the idea of, well, get some visionary statement. So Lessig has created the Creative Commons family of licenses, and he has been trying to develop a license particularly for a situation like ours, where you have institutions that are producing content, and how do you develop licensing approaches that allow the advantages of widespread distribution, and in particular innovation and use of content. You allow that free use, but you also protect the interests of the institution that created it. So it's not like something that's, you know, out of thin air. It's his area. He's been working on it. Also, on all other aspects of intellectual property, he's an expert. He's clerked for the Supreme Court. I think he was involved in some of the intellectual property rights discussion of the GAP before he got sort of fed up with their whole approach. So just in terms of his ability to be there as a resource for any questions the foundation might have about intellectual property, that would be helpful. And one of the things then I'd like to suggest as an adjunct to this is that he meet with the executive director and CFO ahead of time of any such meeting as well.
I didn't mean to impugn his qualifications. I just think if it's important enough to do, it's important enough to do well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think.
So, excuse me. Let me just finish the point. So I think that in addition to sending us something in writing, we should ask that he meet with Lonnie and Greg and whomever else would like to be included in that, so they also have had a chance to have some discussion before it comes up
to
the wider body. I'm amending the motion that was just made.
Okay, you're amending to say that before we have our teleconference, that Dr. Lessig would meet with Greg and Lonnie, is that correct?
And whomever else they'd like included in the discussion.
Could I be involved in that?
Wait a minute.
It would be up to Greg and Lonnie.
As far as I'm concerned, anyone who wishes to can be involved in that discussion.
I would say the same thing to you. That's fine.
Okay. So this would be a teleconference meeting, I presume?
Well, he's based in the Bay Area. He's
a
professor at Stanford.
Dave, may I ask a question?
Yeah.
How extensive, or what have you got planned for him and the technology committee?
Rob and I discussed the notion that the technology committee, since there is an interaction between the distribution technologies and the licensing and the programming, that it would be a good idea if the programming committee and the technology committee met jointly, and possibly met jointly when the programming committee meets with Lessig. So, the idea would be that both groups would be present.
And I think that Ursula Rudenberg should be in on that, as well as Brian DeShazer.
Okay.
We have about 3 minutes left on this item. I mean,
Lydia?
Of the extended time.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so now it seems like now we have multiple meetings. I know if I were him, I would say, why am I talking to all of these committees individually and all of these people? I'm a little bit concerned that then the initial motion, which was from Ambrose for him to meet with us as a board, where does that fit into this whole list of meetings that I suspect he's going to tire of? But
well, Dave amended it to add this extra meeting.
Would you simply say, go ahead.
You know, first of all, I thought this guy's time was so valuable that he could not meet with us except for this 1.5 hours. And now he's got all kinds of time to meet with all kinds of people. I just don't understand
With possibly starting from scratch each time. That's my
right.
Just to clarify, his time to meet when the board was already meeting was restricted to that amount of time. I had asked him and told him. We warned him what it was going to take. I did not want to invite somebody of his stature to participate with this institution without warning him ahead of time that there would be a whole lot of steps that would have to take place. So he understood that, and we talked about the need to meet with committees. He's aware that it's going to be a stepwise process and it's going to take some time.
Okay. So do we have two different motions?
We have an amended motion.
Okay.
You know what? Why don't we withdraw the amendment and just do that in a way that's simpatico?
Set
that up. We don't need to move it. We can just ask that it happen. So let's just leave it as originally proposed.
Okay. Well, may I call
the
question?
Motion.
As we're out of time, so can we vote?
That's
yep.
It.
Let's do that.
Okay.
If Dave has no objection, you don't have to go for the vote.
Okay.
Good
right.
idea. Is there any objection?
What's the motion there, Mary?
The motion was that we be furnished with the documentation from Dr. Lessig in advance, and that once we've read it and have that, we schedule a teleconference meeting with him, a special meeting with him.
At a convenient time for all parties,
Well,
okay.
Sure.
That's fine. Thank you.
Mary, is there any objection? Good. Thank you very
much.
Cool. All right. So moving to the next item. Now we've got the structure of the thing. And basically, Greg raised a number of the points that I thought we should deal with. I do think that there are lots of places in the agenda where we can save time, and that one of the things we need to do as a committee is to identify what our priority is for this meeting. So if people could, if we could discuss that point, that would be helpful.
Yes, Chair?
Yep.
I just wanted to add one thing to Greg's comments, which I do support, is the notion of a consent calendar.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
That would save us a lot of time.
Oh, yes.
Can you clarify a little further, like if we have a bunch of motions before us from committees, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, there will be two kinds of consent calendars, ones that are separable and ones that are not separable. That is, ones that are not subject to a vote or division and ones that are, you know, closed. for example, some of the committee reports which had been submitted in writing would be a closed consent calendar, that you accept those reports and it's not subject to debate. You know what I mean?
Well, generally, consent calendar means, as you say, we're going to take all this, and if somebody wants to debate one thing on the calendar, they say, I want to pull that off. And so
right.
Everything that's left is voted on as a block, and everything that was pulled out is debated and voted individually.
That's true. That's one way to do a consent calendar.
What's wrong with that?
That's the only way I know of.
I'm just adding that certain items that the board can stipulate, especially those submitted in writing, not be subject to debate. That's a second way of doing a consent calendar. Okay, both ways can be done. I'm saying that if we were to have whatever form of consent calendar we think is appropriate, it would really speed things up. So I'm just adding that to what Greg had said, which I think is wise for us to do. Have a theme in each board meeting. Have the meetings be ones that are interesting. And we learn, come away having learned something at each board meeting, et cetera, all the things I'm badly paraphrasing here. But anyway, that's my view, just adding the notion of a consent calendar.
Okay. Mary, go ahead.
Yeah, I never knew there was another, or I've not ever been familiar with the other kind that Letty's talking about. I would move that we add this structure to our agendas, the consent calendar of the type that Dave just discussed. That's how it's worked for us on our local advisory board. And at first, it took a while, but it's become quite, it's really become a lifesaver sometimes.
In terms of the wider discussion, that's sort of a technical point of how we conduct it, and we can definitely do that. I don't think we need a motion. The question really relates to things like, how much time are we going to have for presentations and from whom? Are we going to have discussion sections like we did before at this last meeting on network vision? What do we want the output of the meetings to be? How much do we want to be actually even spending our time together dealing with, the committee stuff, or can we do that on teleconference calls? I think Greg mentioned the issue of the managers. One of the things I thought we could get a lot of time back from is if all the managers submitted something in writing ahead of time, we had 10 or 15 minutes to ask questions of each of them, and then the host manager might give an oral presentation, or we might just give a block of time to the ED and say, we would like you to arrange who's going to present to us, and then have a block of time where we have questions so that anybody who has a question can ask it. But in terms of the big block things, what do people want to come out of this March meeting having done, and how do they want to change the structure that we've been using by default for some time now, which hasn't been so efficient?
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
I was very interested in what Greg had said earlier about how these meetings ought to be structured. And I wonder if he feels that he has enough time to try to put together that kind of structure for this meeting, or does he need to wait until the meeting following that?
Well, I think you can begin to change some of the things now, but I'd like to hear more discussion from this group since we're dealing with this now before I would, move independently. I mean, I just wanted to lay down some ideas, and one of the key ones is that action items be dealt with much earlier. So that you're not disempowering the people who are leaving or tired by Sunday afternoon. I was very discouraged by that at the last meeting. And also that the opening, that it be looked at as not just a meeting, but also a drama, that middle and end, and that, you know, is designed not only to conduct business but also to engage and inspire. It is broadcast after all, and it is something we put out into the world. But yes, I could do some work on that, but I'd like to hear more discussion first.
Well, usually my second question is directly related. Would you need for the committee chairs to advance to you items that they need to get action on and items that they need to have a board discussion on in sufficient time where you can craft that agenda for that board meeting?
Yes, that would be very important, and that would probably have to be, you know, at least probably 2 weeks in advance in order to get action, because you also have an approval process that would have to go through.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm suggesting is that most boards that I've dealt with do just that. And when Greg said that, I said, my God, finally we've gotten to the point where we understand the difference between policymaking and management. These board meetings are the way they are because there are too many hands in the thing. And if we disciplined ourselves so that we got the information that we want covered to the management in sufficient time, where we can craft an agenda that is exciting and that takes care of the business of the foundation, and it becomes only to take care of the business of the foundation. I would think that's what we want to do.
Point of information?
Hang on just a sec. Go ahead, actually, Mary. Sorry.
Well, Ambrose, are you saying that the board would not have anything to do with the agenda making? You're saying that the EG
I didn't say that at all.
Well, that's
no
what
way.
I'm hearing. I'm not
no,
clear
no.
then.
I'm saying that the board chairs should be saying to the executive director that those items that are important for the board committee to present to the full board for action and for discussion.
Yeah.
And then that pool of information ought to be crafted in such a way by management so that it makes sense and it's exciting to everybody and everybody can buy into it.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so what you are saying is the board chair send items to the ED and then the ED sets the agenda with those items.
That's right.
The board does not develop its own agenda.
Well, you would approve it, and so obviously you'd be able to change anything you
wanted. I just
wanted
to be clear what it is. I'm not having an opinion. I just wanted
it's the role of the chair.
That's what it is. Okay.
My understanding is it's the role of the chair of the board to put forth the proposed agenda, not the executive. But what I think is very useful, I think what we should do is have a block of time that's devoted to the committee meetings, but not like 15 minutes per committee, no matter what, but what are the major items? Like, for example, the programming committee has this big programming policy, the governance committee has the big contracts policy. Those things are going to take a lot of discussion. The finance committee occasionally has motions. Divide it so that the major items that take the discussion have that time. But I would like to see us block out, like, committee stuff, this is how much time we allocate, and then the executive side stuff. And where what I was trying to get at was, you know, where the executives, instead of, again, just having automatic each manager, the archives, the affiliates, and everybody's getting 15 minutes, give to the ED all of the presentations from the operational side as a block of time to be organized. And then Ambrose's idea that all the committee chairs sort of get to the ED in enough time so he understands what the business we're going to be doing is, so that some of that stuff can dovetail with it. I like that idea a lot.
In fact, Dave, most boards have executive committees. We, by our bylaws, do not have it. And most CEOs or executive directors or presidents get together with their executive committee to craft the agenda. We don't have that capacity. So that's the reason I'm suggesting that all the committee chairs funnel that information
to the executive director and the chair ought to be sitting down with the executive director so that he reflects the board committee chairs and he reflects management, and we can put together an exciting agenda that will move.
I agree. I mean, I don't see any contradiction in any of what we're talking about. The question, though, for this group right now is, what in this upcoming meeting are going to be the priorities? I mean, let's go to the actual content of the matter. What do we think are the key issues that this board needs to address at the upcoming meeting? From Greg's side, I'm interested. I mean, I don't know, and Lonnie's side, what are the key things the board needs to address at a policy level? My feeling is we need to address the licensing question, key issue. What else?
Code of conduct.
Code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I agree, but that's not an operational side issue. In other words, you're not going to have the managers come to us and say, well, here's what I think about code of conduct.
That's not the question you asked me.
Okay.
You asked me what are the key issues that I think should be on the table at this meeting, and I think that's one. And I don't think it's just a question of a report and, you know, an emotion.
Some more?
I think that we should continue to talk about different models that, you know, some of them you discussed at our retreat. And what is our, you know, from that standpoint, what is it that we are trying to create here for the future of this network? And I think that's really important. And that discussion I need to continue.
I agree. I mean, I think the question, are we going to produce national programming out of the national office? Given that the national office budget is what it is, you know, how is the national office going to be proposing moving ahead on anything it's going to do? I think that's kind of important.
Absolutely.
Are we going to have, what is going to be the nature of the support services we provide to affiliates? What's our relationship to them? And how do we need to be organized in order to meet those needs?
That's a related discussion.
Absolutely. How are we going to fund or develop technological development? Is it, to what extent is it going to be organized nationally versus experiments happening at each of the five stations?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Well, you know, from hearing all the topics that go by, we certainly won't have a shortage of crucial and important topics. But let me just try to create a two-part typology. We have two major directions we need to go in, it seems to me. One is on the side of who we are and how we work and relate together, because the capacity to do work will depend on our ability to work together. So let's just say that the diversity training, the race and nationality issues are all about how we as the Pacifica relate to one another. And in order to do programming, or to do some of the other stuff, we have to look to that at every meeting in order to have the ability to work together, be constantly nourished. So
the heading of that is sort of how we work together.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we should do something like that at every board meeting, because that is the engine, ultimately, that allows the energy to move forward as opposed to be so debilitated and not moving. The other one is indeed an issue around, I think, you know, we have it. There are three or four competing visions of Pacifica that are constantly on the table. And I'm not sure that any one meeting we can decide which one is greater. Maybe we don't have to decide, but it's out there. It's an issue. But despite even competing visions, and there certainly are more than one, we all seem to operate. I was hoping that we could, all roads will take us where, you know, what's that old joke? Well, everybody knows where we need to go, but no one knows what's the first step.
Right.
So what is our first step issues? And that is hard to do. But I do think that if we look through programming, I still make the same argument I made before. We can't move forward unless we agree on structure for the board meetings, because that's how we work together. I think that's number one. How we work together is important as what we plan to do. So I think that's the number one priority. We should take it that way at all times. The second one is our main product is programming. No other product can be best described for us as we do programming. Then we want to look at the antecedents of doing great programming. And that's why I put out that if we focus on what's the first thing that needs to be done to produce great programming, it will be something around, like, I agree with you, Mr. Chair, that something around content, intellectual property, establishing how, what and how we will produce our main product. So I guess my first step, candidate, would be that we do need to look at content. And I know that's a can of worms. I know that the people have all kinds of ways. But I think what we could do, which is establish baseline in terms of what do we currently do with our content, how is it produced, so we at least all start off, you know, knowing what we do around producing content.
So I think that that's an excellent idea. I mean, all those things I listed, we can't do all of those. So we should have a theme at each meeting, one or two. And this is what we're going to try and focus on, get some consensus on, and actually talk about. Because what I've experienced is we crowd everything into a meeting, and then every topic gets 10 or 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and we never make any progress. So, again, I happen to agree with Lonnie on this point. I do think this is this question of, you know, how we license content is crucial, and we could have, you know, a discussion from the managers, for example, at each of the stations. Lydia mentioned we keep running into this question. We've got things that, God knows, sound to me like an infomercial. You know, we've got other things that are in a foggier area where you've got people producing more civic content, but, you know, we've got things like David Barsamian's alternative radio, but they sell content. We've got, you know, we've had experiences where people produced things outside and then brought it in, but we're doing other things with it. It happened on a very contentious historical example. So that would be one theme. What are other themes that people might want to
Chairman?
Focus
can you put
on?
Me on the stack?
I got Ambrose, Lydia, and Ray.
Sarv.
And Ray.
Not Ambrose, that was Sarv. Sarv,
was
Lydia,
Sarv.
Ray.
Thank you.
I remember that in the last, not the last board, but the board before that, we created a committee at the national board level, a staff board relations committee. Well, I don't think that committee ever met.
Never functioned.
And but the issues underlying that created that committee, they are still around. And they arise from two different angles. One is that the management itself of the network, they might have procedures and policies regarding the conduct, regarding professionalism, and whatever else goes with it. They might have policies and procedures. But from the governing side, we don't have hardly any of it. And so what happens is that somehow there's governance people affecting the very people that create content. And so we have to develop some kind of a guidelines so that we do not impede the creative endeavors of people at the
skills
network.
And energies of the community,
yeah,
I think is
yeah.
the phrase
well,
in
whatever,
our bylaws.
Whatever. So we want to make sure that those things don't happen, and we have to create a committee like that, or we have to create some guidelines, and also the conduct of our own board members at a local level, a station board level, as well as a network level. And sometimes we do not conduct in a way that's conducive to
hello?
A productive kind of way, endeavors. And so I think we that's another issue here we have to deal with.
We're coming
Lydia,
up on time here.
We don't really have a motion
or?
Yet. Can we extend this discussion for 15 minutes? Because this is really the heart of the matter.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that?
What?
No objection. Lydia?
Well, can we cut somewhere else 15 minutes, Dave?
We can try. I've got 20 minutes for CPB diversity requirements, 20 minutes for the Freeland motion on calendar and planning, and 20 minutes on the motion to invite LSB chairs.
Can we get 10 minutes for Freeland motion?
Well, let's
not... We can save a whole lot of time on the Freeland motion.
Okay.
Can we deal with that when
we
come to that point
in
the agenda? Because
okay,
if we talk about
fine.
It now,
we've
burned
we've got 15
time.
Minutes now, right?
Right. Okay,
okay,
Lydia.
Let's go at it.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I have 2 points. One is that we need to allow at each of these meetings time for the bylaws amendments. The elections are coming up, are right at us in just a few months with an excruciating process that has
please
to take
your
place.
Then press pound.
Pardon? Oh, hello?
Hi, we have gremlins present.
Oh, okay. So that's one. And the other thing, on this call, can we avoid getting too deeply into each issue? I mean, I think that we're trying to develop an outline. I don't, you know, we all, because it's a phone conversation, I think some of us, myself included, are getting carried away with the substance of the overall heading that we want. To develop. Okay, so those are just my cautionary thing, and that I think that the agenda, by necessity, because if we don't craft out the time right now on the bylaws amendment, some of us are just going to show up with 10 amendments, so we might as well craft out some time for it.
Okay, Ray? While we wait for Ray
some of it was is connected a little bit to what Lenny talked about, but instead of just having to look at is a relation with each other, looking at it structurally for the whole organization. I'm very happy that we're finally moving with the Spanish language, that we also talk about training. Now, one other aspect in terms of coordinating all that was the hiring of research nationality. You remember, there were proposals done by the finance committee to hire two individuals, one at three-quarter time and the other at half time for the East Coast, three-quarter time for the three other stations. And so I'd like to look at that and see, you know, what funds are available. And one of the conditions was that the HR director be the person coordinating that, and the HR director is on place now. So I think that clearly not only the disagreement of its own, but some of the issues that are continuing to divide us are still based on our inability to look at each other differently, and I think that I'd like to put that on next.
If I may, I'd like to extend that. One of the things we do is we pass motions and then there's no follow-up, and I think we should have a chunk of the meeting that's devoted to a follow-up, so where we ask the question, this is what's been passed in the last 6 months, we'd like an update and report on what has happened on each of those. If we did that, even if we get less business done, the business we get done will be more meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, as I'm listening to this, I'm taking notes on this, and maybe one way to proceed, since there are a lot of different things in the ether, is for me to maybe get, Ambrose mentioned that the chair and the ED should get together. I can take notes on what people are saying as priorities, and we can craft a draft proposal and bring it back to this committee, and then the committee could look at that a little more concretely, and we could do it in a stepwise way. I don't know if people would like us to proceed in that way or not.
I don't know. I think the whole committee should be involved in crafting it. I mean, you know, we should agree on it, rather than, you know, somebody does the work and then everybody has comments on it. That's my opinion.
Well, point of information.
Yeah, Lenny?
What was the point of this agenda item to come away with a proposed structure for future board meetings? Was that?
Well, more this meeting, because I think it'll take time. But the idea was we have had a template that we've used for some time. The template's not particularly effective. So are there what are possibilities for a way we could reorganize the meeting for it to be more effective? Does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah, partially. Then I would suggest that we may be able to, you know, move forward in this meeting and at this point and say, what have we agreed to for the March meeting that needs replicating for future meetings, right? I think some sort of education training or theme should be something that we consider for this meeting as well as for future meetings, and agree that that will be part of our structure, you know, assuming that I've proposed a consent calendar be part of, you know, and you've made some suggestions, Mr. Chair, around the reports of the general managers. So I'm asking the question, is the committee at this point prepared to make some just tentative proposals, nothing concrete, we can come back to it, around what the structure and content of not only the March meeting, but those ideas that might be valuable to look at seriously for future meetings as well?
People like to comment on Lonnie's question?
Well, Mary Berg here.
If we have a template,
yeah,
that exists somewhere, I'd like to be able to see that.
I think
what Lonnie's talking about is kind of like inventing the wheel. If we already have a template, let's just see. It doesn't appear that it may be working so well, but let's revise it. We did develop in our local LSB a template, which has been very useful. And
something like that, Barrett. Yeah.
So I'd like to know where this template is that we've been following, rather than try to deduce it from looking at several agendas. So where would I find that?
You can look at our prior board meeting. But basically what it's been is Friday evening is public comment. Saturday morning is committee meetings, equally divided. Saturday afternoon is reports from, you have an ED report, you have a CFO report, you have reports from each of the managers and the archive director. Usually you also have an affiliates report. And then Sunday you have typically any executive session issues we have, and then a session where we vote on motions, new business. Occasionally scattered throughout are specific motions that have come up, and that's the template.
Okay.
Before we go on, does everybody agree that that's a good capitulation?
Yes, of what the meeting is now, yes.
Yeah, okay.
What if we just, maybe we wouldn't necessarily get this done today, but what if people who are interested would get together and see if we cannot, taking the ideas that Greg offered earlier and whatnot, come up with a slightly different template?
With time.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea.
Well, we weren't going to meet again before. Are we meeting again before the board meeting? We could do this by email, is what I'm thinking, and we could send these things out so that by next week we would have something.
We have the task of coming up with something for the March board meeting in any event. The question is whether or not that can do double duty as a template as well.
Yeah, I mean, this can be a stepwise process. I don't think we need to. The answer is yes. And by the way, although we're having a February 20th board meeting, Ambrose's motion that we passed earlier contemplates us meeting again in early March, so there's no reason that we can't extend this decision through till early March.
Then maybe we could come up with something by that early March date.
Well, we have the proposed meeting date that I'd sent around on the agenda that we've delayed till the end of this meeting was the 23rd of this month, so that would give us some time.
Mm-hmm.
We could gather in working group and mm-hmm. thrash this out a little further.
Yeah.
Is there any other idea that people had about the meeting that they haven't gotten heard yet that they want to add?
I have one more, but I wanted to wait.
Who was the other person just speaking?
That was Ray.
Ray?
I'll wait. Yeah.
Well, now's the time, because we're coming to the end of this.
No, I was just going to say, do you withdraw the proposal that you make, that you summarize the ideas that we have here? I supported that myself, and I felt maybe a solution. If what Sav is worried about is maybe that some ideas could be dissolved and eliminated, maybe you can make the summary and put it attached to the whole set of discussion and proposals, so everybody would see what other ideas they had and whether they want to revive them and so on, and whether that's a fair summary.
Well, what I was thinking is we could do the working group approach we've done in other committees,
mm-hmm.
so that it's not exclusive of anybody that does want to work on it. So anybody that wants to propose something can, including myself, obviously. We could have a working group meeting between now and our next CC meeting, but basically come to the next CC meeting with a more concrete
mm-hmm.
proposal and get input on it at that point. So that was how I was going to negotiate that.
Yeah, I like that.
Dave, I know you take really good notes. Could you forward one over to me?
I haven't actually. I mean, I've just taken a couple of loose notes here, but yeah, I'm happy to send what I've
appreciate
got to the whole
that.
Committee.
Thanks.
That would be good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, do we have to move to get a working group going, or how do
no.
we?
No,
we can just do it. I'll convene it on the. I'll just convene it on the list and invite people. You know, figure out when people can make it.
Great.
The what I have just so far is following up on prior motions, and race and nationality was one specific example of that. Bylaws amendments. I have education and training, use of a consent calendar, GM reports, and thematic goals, and they were things like national programming and licensing.
Affiliate services.
Affiliate services.
Technology and distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Affiliate services and technological development.
Mm-hmm.
It, wasn't it LSB chair somewhere in here?
So we're getting to that.
Thing. We're
okay.
coming
but
to that.
So these were the, and when I say thematic goals, the mm-hmm. intention is not to focus on all of them at any meeting,
right.
but to pick one.
There are a couple of other things you didn't put on the list that kind of group together, how we work together.
I had that under education.
Okay, staff board relations and
mm-hmm.
then competing.
Staff board relations.
Could you explicitly put that under their education, you know, because their education, you know, everybody has different interpretation of education.
Okay, great. I've got it. Okay.
And competing visions, that's really important.
I think competing visions really falls under the thematic goals thing. Those will come out in the time we deal with a thematic goal.
This might be a good point for me to raise the other issue that I haven't brought up yet.
Go ahead.
This is something I've been discussing with people meeting with groups, mainly external to the staff in New York and here. And one of the ideas that I've been testing with people is that the idea that there are a number of issues within the organization that are open to wide dispute, that and varying, very different interpretations, words and concepts that tend to divide us because they are not discussed clearly within the organization. And to address that, I've been talking to people about the idea of taking these disputed questions and gradually over time, perhaps at PMB meetings or in some other public venue, raising them to the level of a public debate, developing a resolve as a debate would, a resolution, and then having perhaps even PMB board members formally debate within very highly structured time limits two sides of an important question facing the institution. This would be brief. It could be conducted in an hour or less in a formal debate process. It would involve a committee or some other subgroup delegated from this committee developing the proposition and then identifying those people who would take either side of the question.
Mm-hmm.
Ray knows that I raised this in New York with a meeting that he attended. And I've discussed it in a number of other venues, and I just wanted to raise it as a possibility. It's a process idea. It may be relevant and appropriate for PNB meetings, and it would not take necessarily a lot of time, although there would be preparation time for those who chose to participate.
I don't need to be dense, but I don't know what you just said. Could you give me a concrete example of what you're talking about so I could...
Okay. There might be a proposition about, for example, about the question of diversity and what it means and how we are going to implement it within Pacifica. Because diversity is one of those concepts which is, to some extent, in dispute in this organization, one of many, I would argue. And we might develop a proposition related to that and have that debated pro and con by two members who would take two opposing positions and allow these discussions, which take place on the fringes of the organization in the halls and outside meetings, to take place in public at the center of the organization.
In process workshops I've been in, that's called a fishbowl.
I'm talking about something quite much more formal.
You're talking about a formal, like the debating teams.
Yes, I'm talking about dialogue. I'm talking about dialogue instead of monologue. I'm talking about discipline instead of demagoguery.
Okay, so one might be the proposal might be something like. I mean, there would be a statement that
was. That's right. It would be a statement that had been agreed upon as being by a group as being a core statement that we need to have clarified and on which there are clearly opposing views, maybe more than two sides, but for the purposes of the debate, clearly opposing views, and then there were people to advocate for both positions, and they would do so in public using conducting research and discipline, a 5 to 7 minute introductory remarks by perhaps a team of four, long after the meeting was over, and I think it would be very clarifying in terms of clarifying differences and also pointing to possible resolution.
As opposed to the process we have now where some comes up for the board and everybody speaks, this would be somewhat more...
That's right. And also it's usually in response to a crisis.
Right.